Fossil fuel use in buildings looks to be the next frontier for climate activists at the state and local level. There's a convergence of activity right now aimed at phasing out natural gas furnaces and water heaters. Northwest cities from Eugene to Bellingham have discussed bans on natural gas in new commercial buildings, but natural gas has its defenders, too. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has the latest.
Burning fossil fuels in homes and businesses is the second biggest source of global warming pollution in the Northwest after the transportation sector. That's prompted Washington Governor Jay Inslee to propose an array of new measures to transition away from natural gas for heating and hot water.
Climate change is moving faster, and therefore we must move faster. We have to up our game in the state of Washington against this horrendous threat.
Inslee says to head off future climate-driven disasters, society needs to decarbonize the built environment, meaning homes, apartment buildings, offices, and commercial spaces.
We know one thing, when you're in a hole, stop digging. And we need to decrease our use of fossil fuels in our buildings. It is clear.
Inslee and Democratic allies in the state legislature laid out a package of measures whose end goal is to require cleaner electric appliances for space and water heating. The statewide phase-out of natural gas energy would begin with new construction as of the year 2034. Some Northwest cities are preparing to move much faster. The Eugene City Council is out front in Oregon. Seattle moved first in Washington State, followed by the suburb of Shoreline and now Bellingham. Under Washington law, city authority is limited to commercial buildings and apartment blocks when it comes to banning natural gas furnaces and gas water heating. The State Building Code Council is separately working on single-family homes and duplexes. The home construction industry is pushing back. Jan Heimbaugh manages government affairs for the Building Industry Association of Washington.
Natural gas is an affordable way to heat a home, and when you remove that, you further increase the price of living in a home because you're going to all electrical or whatever it is.
Heimbaugh predicts tougher climate-friendly energy codes will also raise house purchase prices even more into the unaffordable range. She says there's a separate issue, especially prominent east of the Cascades, of people wanting a natural gas hookup to stay warm during power outages.
There are many places across the state that have frigid temperatures in the winter and removing their ability to have a consistent source to heat if the power electrical grid goes out should be really concerning to those people and to our elected leadership.
Heimbaugh says no one wants the government telling them what countertops to put in their kitchen. Likewise, she argues the government should let people make their own choices about gas or electric appliances. In Bellingham, City Council member Michael Lilliquist says residents are demanding building electrification as a climate change response.
So when local government, in conversation with the people we represent, decides we need to take strong action on climate change, that's not the government telling the people. That's the government following the will of the people.
Lilliquist is pushing an ordinance that would ban natural gas furnaces and gas water heating in new commercial construction and large apartment buildings beginning later next year. That Bellingham policy and others under consideration around the Northwest do not extend to banning cooking with natural gas or using gas fireplaces. On a practical level, though, it's probably uneconomical to install new gas lines just for a smattering of stoves and fireplaces. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.